Israel and Judah. Chapter 31. Conquered by kindness. Elisha was a prophet of the God of Israel. The king of Syria fought against Israel, but God showed his servant Elisha all the plans of the king of Syria, and he told them to the king of Israel. So the king was able to escape from his enemy, and did not fall into the traps that were laid for him. When this had happened many times, the king of Syria thought there must surely be a traitor among his servants who told the king of Israel his plans, and he asked them to show him who it was. Then one of the servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elisha, the prophet that is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber." Then the king said, "Go and spy where he is, that I may send and fetch him." And it was told him that he was in Dothan. So he sent a great host, with horses and chariots, to take Elisha captive. When Elisha's servant saw the hosts of Syria, he was very much afraid, but Elisha was not, for he knew that God was with him. He prayed that God would open his servant's eyes, and then the young man saw that there were horses and chariots of fire all round about Elisha. Then Elisha prayed that God would smite the army of the king of Syria with blindness. So God smote them with blindness. Then Elisha said to them, "Follow me, and I will bring you to the man whom you seek." But he led them to Samaria, where the king of Israel's army was. Then the Lord opened their eyes, and they saw that they were in the midst of their enemies. Now it was their turn to be frightened, and no doubt they were, for they thought that they were caught in a trap, and would surely all be slain. The king of Israel thought so too, and he said to Elisha, "My father, shall I smite them? Shall I smite them?" As though he were eager to begin. But Elisha knew a better way of conquering his enemies than by killing them. He knew God's way, and he had read the words of the wise King Solomon. "If your enemy hunger, feed him. If he thirsts, give him drink, for in so doing you shall heap coals of fire on his head." When he prayed that God would smite them with blindness, it was only that he might have the opportunity to do them good. So Elisha said to the king of Israel, "You shall not smite them. Set bread and water before them, that they may eat and drink, and go to their master." And he prepared great provision for them, and when they had eaten and drank, he sent them away, and they went to their master. We may be sure that the king of Syria was very much surprised to hear that they had been so mildly and kindly treated. Elisha's kindness quite conquered the enemies of Israel, and there was no more trouble with them, for we are told that the bands of Syria came no more into the land of Israel. E.J. Wagoner.